This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States is warning entities in the Mediterranean against working with an Iranian-flagged oil tanker now sailing through the region after being freed from detention by Gibraltar. Brian Hook, the State Department Special Representative for Iran, said Tuesday that those who assist the tanker could be considered providing support to U.S.-designated terror organizations.
And we have also issued advisories to the maritime community that any crew members of any nation that assist the IRGC by transporting oil from Iran may be subject to criminal and immigration consequences.
Maritime trackers believe the Adrian Daria 1, formerly known as the Grace 1, is headed to the Greek port of Kalamata, arriving on Sunday, but Athens says it has not received any request for the tanker to dock there. Italy's prime minister announced his resignation on Tuesday as he made a blistering attack on his own interior minister, Matteo Salvini. Lauren Anthony reports.
Giuseppe Conte accused Matteo Salvini of destroying the ruling coalition and putting the economy at risk for his own political and personal gain. Italy's parliament was recalled from its summer recess to decide the future of the barely year-old government, where Conte accused the League Party chief of seeking to cash in on his rising popularity. He told a packed Senate that Salvini's decisions pose, quote, serious risk for this country, and warned of political uncertainty and financial instability. Conte doesn't belong to either of the disrupted coalition's two parties, Salvini's League and Luigi Di Maio's Five Star. His resignation will prompt formal consultations to see if a new coalition can be formed. If that plan fails, President Sergio Mattarella would dissolve parliament.
Lauren Anthony of Reuters. This is VOA News.